This is a radio pastor for the day by Hank Block for March 2024. Hello, my name, Hank Block, is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, saved by His grace, and now privileged to address you as radio pastor for the day. Last month, we started to examine the meanings of the meal offering as seen in the second chapter of Leviticus. Today, and for the next several visits, the beauties of Christ as seen in the meal offering will continue to be the object of our contemplation. In this visit, we will consider the second ingredient, the oil. The whole of Leviticus chapter 2 should be read, but I will underline several verses where the ingredient oil is mentioned as an intricate part of the meal offering. They say in verse 1, "And when any will offer a meal offering unto the Lord, his offering shall be a fine flour, and he shall pour oil upon it, and put frankincense thereon." Verse 4, "And if thou bring an oblation of a meal offering baked in the oven, it shall be unleavened cakes of fine flour mingled with oil, or unleavened wafers anointed with oil." Verse 7, "And if thy oblation be a meal offering baked in a frying pan, it shall be made of fine flour with oil." The meal offering, noted in the King James Version as the meat offering, presents the man, Christ Jesus. As the burnt offering typifies Christ in his death, the meal offering typifies him in life. We simply find in it a perfect, beauteous type of Christ as he lived and walked and served down here on this earth. In the examination of the oil used with the meal offering, we notice that there are several ways it was applied: poured onto the flour, or mingled with the flour when it was made into unleavened cakes, or wafers were anointed, and if the offering was baked in the frying pan, oil was mingled with the flour. Each time the oil is mentioned, it speaks of the Holy Spirit as connected with the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Inasmuch as the oil is applied in a twofold way, so we have the Holy Ghost presented in a double aspect in connection with the incarnation of the Son. The fine flour was either mingled with oil, or there was oil poured upon it. Such was the type. And in the antitype, we see the blessed Lord Jesus Christ first conceived by the Holy Spirit and then anointed by him for service. Our Lord, being conceived and anointed by the Holy Spirit, was also filled with the Holy Spirit of God in all power for all of his activities. John 3, verse 34 says, "For he whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God, for God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him." Therefore, in all points we may see the perfection of the Lord's conception and being, as well as his anointing or ordination for his ministry. We see the perfect dependent man fully controlled by the Holy Spirit. What a pleasure it was for God the Father to finally see a man on the earth completely in tune with himself, a sweet-smelling savor for God's immense enjoyment in all that he, the Lord Jesus, was and did. This is Hank Block of Mars Hill Radio Canada. It is an honor to be your radio pastor for the day. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.